This Week in Agriculture, a production from the Red River Farm Network. With a look at markets, I'm Whitney Pittman. USDA's March supply and demand report came in about as expected. The only change USDA made to the 23-24 corn crop was lowering the farm gate price by 5 cents to $4.75 a bushel. USDA made no changes to the soybean balance sheet. USDA did reduce wheat exports by 15 million bushels and raised the ending stocks by 15 million bushels to 673 million bushels, which is 18% higher than last year. The season average farm gate price for wheat was lowered by a nickel to $7.75 a bushel. Summit commodity brokerage partner Tom Fitzenmeier points to the South American crop projections as one of the few notes of interest.
The most interesting thing about the report probably was the fact that it looks like the USDA took the month off. I mean, they literally made no changes in either the corn or the soybean balance sheet. The one thing that the trade has been watching pretty closely is what the USDA was going to do with the South American crop. And they did, I think, surprise the market a little bit, although the market hasn't reacted much to it. But the Brazilian corn and soybean crop were, corn was unchanged from last month, and soybeans were only down a million metric ton. And I think the trade was looking for soybeans below 150 a million metric ton, and it came in at 155.
Total Farm Marketing Market Advisor Brandon Doherty says traders will be looking to the planting intentions report at the end of the month for the next potential market-moving data.
I think that's going to be the big thing that the market's going to be focusing on, other than weather. We're going into the U.S. spring here, and there are definitely some drier pockets throughout the country that'll need to be watched, especially the western Corn Belt and southern plains. South America is going into the end of their season here with weather looking mostly favorable. Argentina has some more rain in the forecast, which may delay some of their corn harvest. They're just about starting. But other than that, I think it's down to weather going forward, and I think it's down to what planting intentions look like at the end of the month.
USDA's dry edible beans daily grower bids for Friday, March 8th in the North Harvest region remain unchanged. Blacks, dark reds, and light reds are averaging $41 per hundredweight. Pintos are priced at $33 per hundredweight. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strumman says weakness in the livestock market at the end of the week is likely profit-taking.
We had some decent gains this morning. You know, the cash market came in $2 higher this week. We've got four-month highs in the boxes, but we've got some profit-taking coming in here again prior to the weekend. We're trading near the contract highs, and we'll see where the cash goes again next week. But I think just some profits coming off the table. The feeders, again, you've got the pressure in the live cattle, and then the corn market firmed up too, and seeing some profits there as well. Lean hogs are mixed. We did see lower hog weights this week and decent exports. The recent strength in the cash and the cutouts, again, offering support, especially to these front months.
Kleis Commodity Advisors analyst Al Kleis is encouraging clients to spread out their risk and be an incremental seller. Kleis led a learning session at Commodity Classic and said growers are looking for an opportunity to hedge at a profit.
Election years, we tend to get rallies later in the year. Don't ask me why. I'm not a politician. But right now, you've kind of got the worst of both worlds. You've got low futures, wide basis. So it's a good time for people who need to be buying corn to buy that corn. But really, right now is not a time to be selling anything.
That's been a look at markets this week in agriculture. I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
The Minnesota Corn Growers Association has worked tirelessly in the interests of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, they're at the table when you can't be. But like you, they can't do it alone. Their strength is in their members. The strength is in you. Join Minnesota Corn as it continues to advocate for the American corn farmer. Visit mncorn.org and become a member today. That's mncorn.org.
Catastrophic wildfires have scorched over 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle. Homes, barns, fences, and livestock have been lost. You can help farmers and ranchers who have been affected by the fires by donating to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. 100% of all donations received go directly to farmers and ranchers impacted by the fires. To make a tax-deductible donation, go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red Wildfire Relief Fund button at the top of the page. With a look at news this week in agriculture, I'm Tyler Donaldson. World Trade Organization negotiations went into overtime at its ministerial meeting in Dubai, but failed to reach a consensus on agriculture or any other major trade initiatives. India unsuccessfully pushed for an expansion of its public stockholding program, a policy used to purchase, stockpile, and distribute food to needy people. This program is promoted as a food security measure, but the United States describes the public stockholding plan as an expansion of trade-distorting policy. The American Soybean Association presented Halleck, Minnesota farmer Theresa Gilley with its Outstanding State Volunteer Award. Gilley is a past president of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association and has been one of the state's top membership recruiters. Gilley is also a strong advocate on farm policy issues and farmer mental health. The 2024 Agriculture Appropriations Bill has been unveiled. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, who chairs the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Committee, said this bill supports farmers and ranchers while finding savings to help with the deficit. It includes over $7 billion for nutrition programs, an increase of $1 billion from fiscal year 2023. There's also $2 million to establish a new Ag Policy Research Center at North Dakota State University. Attendees of this year's Commodity Classic were hoping for an announcement regarding tax credits and sustainable aviation fuel. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said that this is a complex issue which will take more time.
We're going to take a few more weeks, and I mean weeks, not months, to make sure that the guidance is correct, that it acknowledges the work that's being done in reducing greenhouse gas emissions relative to transportation fuels and the good work that's being done out in the field to embrace climate-smart practices.
Precision Agriculture is getting a boost in the form of a $200,000 investment from Dakota Carrier Network. The funding is expected to help with wireless infrastructure for real-time data analysis and remote equipment management. Working in collaboration with Grand Farm Innovation Campus, DCN aims to stimulate economic growth by boosting crop yields and promoting sustainable farming, with the goal of pushing North Dakota to the forefront of ag innovation. BNSF Railway has furloughed nearly 400 workers in Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, and Texas. In a statement, BNSF officials said the company has an imbalance with too many employees in areas without enough work and not enough workers where its growth is happening. BNSF has offered location transfers for these employees. USDA announced a new rule to the Packers and Stockyards Act. The Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity Rule will take effect in early May, and according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, is intended to assist producers and their relationships with processors.
This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry. The Packers and Stockyard Act prohibits unjust discrimination, undue prejudice, and deception, and this final rule will provide for a clear, more effective standard by which to govern all of this in the modern work marketplace.
The new rule aims to provide clear standards and protect producers by prohibiting practices related to discrimination, retaliation, and deception in livestock and poultry markets. The House of Representatives passed a $467 billion spending package earlier in the week that would fund agriculture, transportation, housing, energy, veterans, and other programs through the end of the fiscal year. The package must next be voted upon and passed by the U.S. Senate before midnight on Saturday night to avoid a partial government shutdown. And South Dakota lawmakers passed three bills intended to strengthen landowner protections while maintaining a path forward for pipeline projects. The bills passed both the State House of Representatives and Senate and now move to Governor Kristi Noem, who has issued a statement indicating that she plans to sign the bills. North Dakota's Agricultural Products Utilization Commission has awarded funding for four projects totaling $187,000 at their recent quarterly meeting. Included in the funding is an award of $50,000 to Northdale Oil Incorporated to conduct a feasibility study and business plan for a new bioplant near Grand Forks. That was a look at this week's news in agriculture. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
At Common Ground North Dakota, you'll find farmers from diverse backgrounds sharing an authentic conversation about the food we grow and the way we farm. We're here to bridge the gap between farmers and consumers, promoting understanding and an appreciation for our agricultural industry. Join us online for our podcast and blog at commongroundnorthdakota.com. That's commongroundnorthdakota.com. Common Ground is sponsored by the North Dakota Corn Council.
Don't miss the dry bean scene every Friday at 12:35 on the Red River Farm Network. Specialty crop markets are special and require more digging than corn, soybeans, and wheat. We do that digging by talking with numerous crop scouts, growers, and processors in the North Harvest region or wherever beans that affect local markets are grown. So follow the dry bean scene every Friday at 12:35 on this Red River Farm Network station. The dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. With a look at weather this week in agriculture, I'm Randy Conan. Very little snow melt took place this week. We are expecting warmer temperatures across the northern plains this weekend. World Weather Incorporated says a small disturbance brought 1 to 4 inches of snow mainly to North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota this during the week. World Weather says another snow event is possible March 13th through the 15th. The Midwest will see 3 rounds of precipitation over the next couple of weeks, keeping soil moisture adequate across much of the eastern Corn Belt in Wisconsin. The west central and northwestern Corn Belt, though, will be drier, with areas from eastern South Dakota and eastern Nebraska to Iowa remaining in greater need of some rain. U.S. Drought Monitor says in areas where the heaviest rains and thunderstorms occurred in the Midwest, the areas of moderate drought and abnormal dryness improved slightly. Other areas of the Midwest, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, saw moderate and severe drought conditions increase a little. In the high plains, abnormally dry and moderate drought were expanded across northwestern South Dakota, southwestern North Dakota, and the adjacent areas of Montana. The second largest wildfire in U.S. history continues to ravage the Texas Panhandle. Texas Farm Bureau spokesperson Gary Joyner said that containment efforts were well underway, and the weather has helped out with that.
There is more control now, levels of control of the big fire that's now 1.1 million acres as of yesterday, about 45% contained, which is much better. We were in the 10 to 15% containment for several days. Estimates as of today for livestock losses are a little over 6,000. They anticipate that those numbers will continue to grow as more information is learned, as more assessments are completed. There are ranchers still gaining access to property for the first time because of the safety issues and just not being able to get to certain areas that are just now accessible.
Relief was pouring in from around the country.
This is the worst possible time, as you can imagine, for cattle producers to be losing animals with premiums right now and market prices and the opportunity to take advantage of those market opportunities. So it is very difficult. The most pressing need right now, we're being told, is fencing supplies to help recover some of those areas that need fencing and need it now. You also have hay being delivered, feeding cubes, and even milk replacer. Believe it or not, there is a large number of young calves who have lost their mothers that are now orphaned, that are now having to be cared for, and milk replacer is needed to do so.
And you can go to texasfarmbureau.org to find out how you can help. Xcel Energy did release a statement saying that their facilities did play a role in causing that wildfire. Texas A&M Forest Service investigators concluded that downed power lines ignited the Smokehouse Creek fires. Paraguay and Brazil are expected to see a good mix of rain and sunshine over the next couple of weeks, with field work likely to advance between the rain showers. World Weather Incorporated says enough rain will fall to maintain favorable crop conditions. However, World Weather says regular rains will need to continue to provide adequate soil moisture for the safrina or second crop. Most of Argentina expect to get waves of rain over the next 10 days. Some of that rain is heavy enough to cause some flooding in a few areas. World Weather Incorporated says field work will be slowed by the rains in a large part of the country. Shower activity will diminish beginning March 16th. That's a look at weather this week in agriculture. I'm Randy Conan.
Are you concerned with the amount of interest you're paying on your operating loan? Do you have grain in the elevator? We recent improvements in basis provide an opportunity to generate cash flow. Let Van Onen Company help you create a plan for not only those bushels, but also for the crop years ahead. Van Onen Company can help you navigate the unknowns of grain and livestock marketing. Call us today at 1-800-648-5494. 1-800-648-5494.
Early mornings, late nights, rain, snow, sunshine. It's the rhythm of the day for the American farmer and rancher. We get it. The Red River Farm Network is here to help you make informed decisions for your farm. We're proud to deliver farm news, markets, and weather to the innovators and decision makers. Join farm broadcasters Don Wick, Randy Conan, Whitney Pittman, and Tyler Donaldson for the news that impacts your bottom line. The Red River Farm Network is reporting agriculture's business.